This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I don't know if you caught Meet the Press over the weekend. CNBC's Rick Santelli called out NBC's Chuck Todd for picking sides in the election. This was actually some extraordinary television because, you know, it's very rare that you actually see any truth being spoken, truth to power being spoken on any of the mainstream media shows or any of the major networks. It just doesn't happen. It's basically gotten to the point where we are just inundated with, I would call it propaganda pornography. Okay? Because that's kind of really what it is. It's, a case in point. This Russian hacking story, right? That just, everybody was saying, well, wait till Friday, and, Donald Trump, and wait till he finds out exactly what's going on with this whole story. And so the briefing came and went. Donald Trump's reaction was, okay, well, we're going to review when I become president. With my team, we're going to review what's going on in terms of the intelligence community, and we're going to decide what we're going to do. You're not going to decide what it's going to be. And it is amazing that this story still has legs, in fact, because it's such a nothing story. Anyway, let me just say this. So sparks flew on the set of Meet the Press Sunday morning. You had, let me set this up. You had Rick Santelli on the panel. You had Andrea Mitchell. You had Richard Brooks, the quote-unquote conservative from the New York Times, and then some other hack. Rick Santelli immediately told Chuck Todd that basically you guys pick sides. Well, he's right. So he said that he accused Chuck Todd of picking sides during the election. And, of course, this was a confrontation that occurred during a conversation about the Russian meddling in the election and claims that intercepted communications showing their glee for Donald Trump's victory. To see Russians happy because Trump won. On election night, I never saw you so unhappy. You pick sides. Everybody picks sides, exclaimed Santelli. I want to play this for you, this exchange on Meet the Press, because this was, let me just get this here. Hopefully it'll play. I'm just having such technical difficulties today for whatever reason, but here we go.
To see Russians happy because Trump won on election night, I never saw you so unhappy. You picked sides.
Oh, what? What?
To see Russians happy because Trump won on election night, I never saw you so unhappy. You picked sides. Everybody picked sides.
That's not true, Rick. That's just not true.
That it really is not. In this
let's get back to the facts
about
here.
The Russians.
Here are the facts. We've been seeing entities from. We were hacking Merkel's phone. Everybody does it.
Rick, here's the difference. What we do it, they do it. What this is, what made this different is that the Russians weaponized it by transferring it through intermediaries to WikiLeaks. They dumped it out. We do it and hold it. They do it and hold it. This is the first time. Let me finish my sentence. Yeah. WikiLeaks was out from the end of the summer, and it was being investigated.
So where were these headlines then?
There were plenty of headlines. There was no proof of who did it.
People in charge of intelligence are political as well here.
By the way, there's still no proof of this. Because you keep hearing that there is a high degree of confidence. I said this last week on the show. There's a high degree of confidence. I mean, they literally started out Meet the Press by, again, this whole narrative. That the Russians hacked, the Russians hacked, the Russians hacked. And here's what's amazing to me. Is that, and I've talked about this quite extensively, but the fact that you have the left now, members of the Democrat Party, that are engaging in, and I'll say it, this is a modern day witch hunt. It is McCarthyism. You know, they talk about McCarthyism. And this is exactly what's going on. The fact that you can now just basically call someone a Russian stooge or a puppet of Moscow. This is exactly the language that was used during the time of McCarthy. That, of course, liberals always talk about this. They always talk about McCarthyism, right? But yet this is exactly what they're doing. They're doing the exact same thing that they have always accused the right of doing. It's what they're doing now. And anybody that disagrees, you are a puppet of Russia. You are a surrogate of Putin. Where's the proof? Can I see the proof? Can I see the pictures? The pictures of the Russian missiles in Cuba? You know, like John F. Kennedy did. I mean, that was 1962. John F. Kennedy came out, showed us pictures of the Russian rockets, the nuclear rockets in Cuba, and told the nation, hey. This is what's up. Here's the proof. We've got pictures. Where's the pictures? I mean, it really is stunning. We're privy to so much information now with the internet and with everything, and yet we're given no proof whatsoever. There's no empirical evidence whatsoever to back up this whole this bogus story of the Russian hacks. And I would argue that this has been going on for quite some time now. I mean, let's go. I mean, how many examples do I have to give you? Like Benghazi was a complete lie and fabrication, a made up story about a YouTube video that caused the attacks on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. Complete fabrication, complete lie. We'll be right back. When you feel down and
Edward Woodson Show.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
When America can't find a hero, it finds a villain. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Back to black attack, so I sack and tap and slack the Mac.
The Edward Woodson Show.
I have instructed my team to make sure that this is a successful transition for the president-elect.
Josh Earnest accused President-elect Trump of not only knowing about Russia's hacks during the election, but of also encouraging that interference.
Smooth transition. That obviously is what President Obama believes serves the American people the best. Mr. Trump obviously knew that Russia was engaged in malicious cyber activity. Commitment to a smooth and effective transition. That's a good thing for the country.
This is the current and future president face off over one of America's top allies, Israel.
What they do agree on is a commitment to a smooth and effective transition.
The Obama administration for allowing the UN to condemn Israel for building settlements, a move that broke with long-standing tradition.
High priority that the president places on a smooth and effective transition.
Turf war. President-elect Trump at odds with the Obama administration over one of our closest allies.
We want to do everything we can to help you succeed, because if you succeed, then the country succeeds.
The president-elect, he called on Russia to hack Secretary Clinton. The president-elect indicated that he thought that President Putin was a strong leader. The president-elect who refused to disclose his financial connections to Russia. I've gone to great lengths to try to avoid getting into a debate with the president-elect's teams. Our priority is on to effect a smooth transition to the next presidency.
Trump slamming Obama for getting in the way of the transition.
Yeah, what about that smooth transition, huh? Not so much, no. Really, you have to understand what's going on here. And what's going on here is this is a rather, frankly, ineffective attempt to diminish the legitimacy of the Trump presidency. That's what this is. That's why you keep hearing, well, she won the popular vote, you know. I mean, let me ask you this. What's the prize for winning the popular vote? What do you get for winning the popular vote? Because I've heard this over and over and over again, repeatedly. It's a mantra and you could right away. You already know, right? If you're somewhere and you hear this this conversation starter, which is, well, you know, she won the popular vote. That is an attempt to, again, delegitimize the presidency. That's what this is. And it comes from the very top of the Democrat Party and Democrat operatives and Barack Hussein Obama and the Clintons and everybody else. And that is... There are two things going on, and the first shot across the bow was, you know, she won the popular vote. I mean, I can't tell you how many times when I hear that, it's just, I'm like, so what? What difference does that make? Like, you know, my team gained more yards on Sunday. We lost. We failed to score touchdowns, but you know, we gained more yards. Who cares? What's the prize for winning the popular vote? What do you get? In the case of Al Gore, you get what? An Oscar nomination? Did he get an Oscar for that goofy movie that he did? The Inconvenient Truth. Yeah, it was inconvenient. Because it wasn't true. It was a lie. Just like this whole Russian hacking deal. It's just, come on, really? And these people will not stop with this Russian hacking deal. In fact, I was watching over the weekend. By the way, over the weekend, Kellyanne Conway was on all the shows, right? Because, of course, they wanted to, you know, try to put her in a compromising position. By the way, and she never falls for it. I love her. She's like a little pit bull. But, you know... I was watching, for instance, I was watching CNN, And by the way, I hate watching these Sunday shows now because they're so predictable. I mean, it's like I'm watching, for instance, I'm watching Meet the Press. And I played for you earlier that Rick Santelli piece. With Rick Santelli pushing back, talking about you guys pick sides. You guys pick sides, and this thing's all political. You know why? Why did you bring up the Russian hacking and talk about it? And why was it? Why wasn't this a headline news story in July? Why? And again in October, before the election. And, you know, Obama came out and said, oh, you know, it didn't affect anything. Didn't affect the voting machines. Didn't affect the outcome. But he still got the same usual suspects. I mean, you got Lindsey Graham and John McCain talking about how, you know, Russia was involved in this. This is modern day McCarthyism. It's all it is. And by the way, it's disgusting. I mean, and it's the same people. It's John McCain and Lindsey Graham and the Democrat Party, all of the Democrat Party, and with John McCain and Lindsey Graham just being like cheerleaders. I mean, come on. It's nobody believes you. It doesn't work. But you keep doing this. You keep pushing this out. I guess if you think that repeating it over and over and over again, somehow, people are just going to go, yep, I guess it's true, man. Russia, you know, hacked into our elections. I mean, that's all we do. We hack everybody. We hacked Angela Merkel's phones. We found that out from Snowden. We hacked, we hack everything. They hack, we hack, everybody hacks. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available to store near you or twiningsusa.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention small business owners.
Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code America and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code America. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
The show, 877-317-6432 is the number here. So Kellyanne Conway, she's on with Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper does that show on CNN on Sunday mornings. It's the first one on, 9 a.m. comes on, and then they do a replay at noon. Anyway, so Kellyanne Conway comes on, and the first thing Jake Tapper does is he sits there and he says, "Well, Kellyanne, if Donald Trump didn't know about the Russian hacks, then how come he kept invoking WikiLeaks throughout the campaign?" As if somehow, because he invoked the hacked emails, we're supposed to conclude that because he cited the WikiLeaks John Podesta emails throughout the campaign, that somehow he's in collusion with the Russians. That was the inference as I watched. And so I'm thinking to myself, what is he talking about here? The fact that Donald Trump used information that was out there in the public domain, i.e. WikiLeaks, that somehow Donald Trump wasn't supposed to use that information, or somehow we were supposed to ignore that information. Like, you know, we had this information. And by the way, when Trump was talking about it, way back when during the campaign over the summer when it was first when all these things were first coming out and throughout the fall. Was that a bad thing that we had more information available to us? Should we have just ignored it? And by the way, everyone is relying on this Intel report, for instance. Let me just explain this to you. The New York Times wrote an article on the intelligence assessment of the Russian meddling in the election. And among other things, it says that there was a preference for President-elect Donald Trump that Russia developed while downplaying the core motivation outlined in the report. Now, I'm reading this. This is from the Daily Caller. The assessment from U.S. intelligence agencies outlined in the report is that Russia's goals, when it crafted and implemented the influence campaign, was to undermine the integrity of the U.S. elections and to denigrate Hillary Clinton. Yet the New York Times barely mentions these motivations in its breaking take on the report and blasts out a headline wrongly declaring that President Vladimir Putin ordered the campaign to help Trump. Vladimir Putin ordered an influence campaign aimed at helping Donald Trump win. This is the breaking news headline. This is from the New York Times. Vladimir Putin ordered an influence campaign aimed at helping Donald Trump win, a declassified intelligence report concludes. But but that's not what the report said. Rather, the report stated that intel officials believe, now this is key here, intel officials believe Russia developed a preference for Trump late in the campaign. Okay? This is from the Intel report. The Intel report makes its assessment of Putin's core motivations very clear. We assess Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered an influence campaign in 2016 aimed at the U.S. presidential election. Russia's goals were to undermine public faith in the U.S. Democrat process, denigrate Secretary Clinton, and harm her electability and potential presidency. Well, you really didn't even need the Russians to do that. She did that to herself. And the New York Times story does quote a line from the intelligence report, but here's what they said. We further assess, this is regarding the preference that Russia developed for Trump. It says, this is from the report. We further assess Putin and the Russian government developed a clear preference for President-elect Trump. Well, how do they know that? They don't know that. And it goes on to say that the report states that Trump's original intent had nothing to do with Trump. It's not clear what conclusions can be drawn from Russia's eventual siding with the president-elect. This is from the report. If Putin wanted to denigrate Clinton, it's reasonable to assume he would have come to prefer any candidate opposing her in the general election. When it appeared to Moscow that Secretary Clinton was likely to win the election, the Russian influence campaign began to focus more on undermining her future presidency, the Intel report adds, making it clear that even as Putin developed a preference for Trump, the underlying goal was always to hurt Clinton. In other words, even the intelligence report says that Moscow really didn't think that Trump was going to win. So they were kind of hedging their bets. Which is what spy agencies do. Okay? I mean, this intelligence report, by the way, this intelligence report is just, it's literally nothing. Doesn't say anything. It's just there's a high degree of confidence. By the way, everybody is repeating that same line. High degree of confidence. You keep hearing that. High degree of confidence. What does that mean? High degree of confidence. What does that mean? Doesn't mean anything. It's gobbledygook. There's a high degree of confidence. It's with a high degree of certainty. What does that mean? It means this. Let me give you the definition. It means I think that this is true. I think this is true. It is my opinion this is true. Doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean I can say whatever I want. Doesn't mean it's true. It's my opinion. For instance, I have an opinion show. I talk, a lot of smack here on the show and I give you my opinion. But it's my opinion. It's my own personal opinion. Now, you can choose to agree with me. You can choose to disagree with me. But the fact is that it's my opinion. Just like it's the intelligence community's opinion. And then you got, this goofball, Lindsey Graham. You know, he's on all the talk shows, right? So he says that if after the Intel briefing, Trump is still unsure about hacking, that will shake me to my core. I'm hoping that after he gets the briefing from the finest among us, that there is zero doubt the Russians did this. Well, guess what? You should be shaking because Trump still says that, hey, we don't know for sure. And we don't know for sure. In fact, that's what the report says. High degree of confidence means zero, nothing. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of the Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthescent.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The following is an incredible life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Pack in the wind. Battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Hope you better back up. Try and play the run and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up. Throw your hands up.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So, Torre, he of the first, of the one name. Actually, I think his name is Torre Neblett. He was on MSNBC, and he said that Hollywood stars are just, you know, like average Americans. They're just like you and me.
Well, we all suck now at this point.
But the fact that Donald Trump is pushing back specifically on this and specifically saying, no, I was not, why is she bringing this up? I've already explained it. This is a dishonest media. I wasn't going after a disabled journalist. All you need to do is watch that video.
We all saw it, and then the campaign told us over and over. That was one of the moments that really struck a lot of people. The beginning of Meryl's street power was even more powerful for me, just noting we in Hollywood are from across the tracks. We are from everywhere. I, Meryl Streep, may be elite now, but I was a public school girl in New Jersey. You know, Viola Davis, elite in Hollywood, comes from a sharecropper's cabin. You know, I mean, like, you know, these are not people who were, you know, to the man are born, like Donald Trump. These are people who come from nowhere, you know, the theater school kids or the theater class kids who wanted to make a career out of it. So, you know, I mean, these are just everyday Americans who did very well. Is that not the American dream? And
they're just everyday Americans. Really? Well, these are the most, really privileged, elitist people in the world. This is a subset of a subset of a subset. Hollywood elites. But anyway, I want to go back to Torre.
Again, we see
Trump. Hold on. It might be the American dream, but it's fair to say there are many people in Hollywood that are now out of touch with that America. I mean, that's an argument you can make.
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, yeah, but I mean, like, are they not America too? Right? I mean, they come from everywhere, and they make up a significant...
Okay, well, is not Trump America too? And the people that supported Trump, are they not Americans too, Torre?
Valuable portion of America. So to diss them as, well, you're just Hollywood. No, that's they are real Americans just as well.
All right,
well, you've been dissing the deplorables and all the people that voted for Donald Trump as being racist and xenophobic and any number of other derogatory terms. See, this is so funny because this is exactly why, again, Donald Trump won, and how out of touch Hollywood is and celebrities are and those on the left are and those in media are. This is a perfect example of that. So I wanted to play this for you.
and did help him win the election.
I think that the frustration over Hollywood talking about politics, people who are frustrated about that need a new script. This isn't anything new. They've been doing it since the 60s, the 70s. It's never going to stop. It's what people tune in for these award shows for and what these celebrities attend these award shows to do. I think the fact that you're tuning into these things and getting upset that it happens is a little dated.
That is true, actually. That I agree with. That's he's a Hollywood reporter for the Daily Beast. I agree with that. Because if you expect anything different, I mean, this is the, you know, this is what they do. This is what they do. That is why I mock them.
Who is convinced by any of this? That's what I'm wondering. This I've seen this so many times before. To watch that scene Hollywood, that room, I'm guessing, was 99.9% anti-Trump in the election. That might be understating it. That reeks of self-satisfaction, what's going on in there, political self-satisfaction. Who is convinced? Who is persuaded by that message? Who wasn't already persuaded? Who didn't already agree with that? By the same token, Donald Trump's response. Who is going to be swayed? Who is going to be convinced by Donald Trump taking to Twitter and looking very petty and looking very vindictive? And all I can think about, it's that red in that blue map, the red counties, the blue counties, that deep cultural divide. Every episode like this just drives that deeper and deeper on both sides.
Let me ask you this. Hold on. Which Donald Trump should we listen to? The awards are over, and who does Donald Trump get on the phone with at midnight? The New York Times, who he slams every chance he can get. Then he wakes up and leads the day with the dishonest media, as Kellyanne Conway yesterday on Meet the Press, talking about the Russian hacking, was asking people to look at the Washington Post, the New York Times. So what is Donald Trump's position as it relates to, here's what I'm going to tell the American people.
Let's not put these people on an equal platform here, right? Meryl Streep in the situation is an American not speaking to the room, but speaking to the television cameras and saying, here's how I feel about things. And that is typical of the Golden Globes, as opposed to, say, the Oscars. But, you know, Trump is, of course, the president-elect. He should not be attacking specific Americans and dissing them as if this is some playground. You're overrated.
Do you get the irony here? Donald Trump should not be dissing these people. That's all they do is diss Donald Trump and the deplorables. That's all they do. Anyway, let me just finish this up.
All right. She has the right to speak, and no one should listen.
She might have the right to speak, but no one changed their vote last night. All they did was feel more impassioned about the side they were on and made a whole lot of people entertained. All right, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us. You two aren't.
No, what they've done is actually, I would argue that what they do and they continue to do is to alienate, frankly, themselves. And I honestly believe that they don't even know what they're doing. Like, they don't even have any clue what they're doing. Because they really believe this stuff. I mean, you listen to Meryl Streep, and she really thinks that, you know, they're going to have some, they're going to round up people, and they're going to deport them. I mean, does Meryl Streep really think that people are going to be deported under Donald Trump? People like her are going to be deported under Donald Trump? No, because she's legal. She was, from this country. She was born here. She's legal. This issue always was about illegal immigration. And it's hilarious. And it's also outrageous that these cultural elites, that's what they are. They're cultural elites that live in a bubble that have absolutely no clue. I mean, is there any wonder why, for instance, people aren't going to movies anymore, besides the fact that they suck? I mean, do you think it's a coincidence? I mean, or that NFL ratings are down? Because you think maybe Colin Kaepernick has something to do with it? People don't want to be preached to. It's like I said it the day after the election. People don't want to be preached to. They've had it with that. They're done with it. They don't want to be preached to, and therefore, that's why Trump won. All right, tonight is the national championship game between Alabama and Clemson. I don't know about you, but has Alabama now become like the Lakers or the Cowboys or the New York Yankees? That's what Alabama is to me. I've had it with Alabama, okay? If they win tonight, it will be five national championships in 8 years for the Crimson Tide. Here's to Clemson and the upset. Like to see it. You know, I don't know. I always have this affinity for the underdog always. So, I'll be rooting for the Clemson Tigers. It would, now, if Clemson wins tonight, that would be the first time in 35 years that they win the national championship. They won the national championship 35 years ago. So, you know, it'd be kind of nice to see somebody different up there, wouldn't it? Because I'm kind of sick of Alabama every year, you know. But we'll see. All right, I'm out of time for the day. Check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, send us your friend requests. Like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. I think that's all of it. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day and give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.